Let's open with hymn number 68. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And thou forgivest the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserved thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. The Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and ye shall have gladness of heart. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in
Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, who by thy Son hast revealed to us that heaven and earth shall pass away, that our bodies shall rise again, and that we shall appear before thy judgment seat, we beseech thee, keep us by thy Holy Spirit in thy word. Establish us in the true faith. Graciously defend us from sin, and preserve us in all temptations, that our hearts may not be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, but that we may ever watch and pray, and trusting fully in thy grace, await with joy the glorious coming of thy Son, and at last obtain eternal salvation through thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee and the Holy Ghost, one true God, world without end. The Old Testament lesson is found today in the fourth chapter of Malachi, the first through the sixth verse. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly, will be stubble. And the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that will leave them neither root nor branch. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go out and grow like stall-fed calves. You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day that I do this, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. Here ends the Old Testament lesson. The epistle is found in the 15th chapter of Romans, the 4th through the 13th verse. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Jesus Christ, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, receive one another just as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ has become a servant to the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this reason I will glorify God for his mercy. For this reason I will confess to you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. And again he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, laud him, all you people. And again, Isaiah says, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall hope. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Here ends the epistle lesson. Out of Zion the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Our God shall come. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Hallelujah. The Gospel is found in the 21st chapter of Luke, the 25th
through the 36th verse.
Glory be to thee, Lord.
And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars. And on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear, and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. Then he spoke to them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they are already budding, you see and know for yourselves that summer is now near. So you also, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Here ends the Gospel.
Praise be to thee, Christ.
We now confess the Christian faith with the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We sing hymn 606.
Light I do not see. Oh, my.
grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied unto you in God our Father and in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text is found in the first chapter of 2 Peter, the 3rd through the 11th verse. His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. For also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure, for if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved of our Savior, Jesus Christ, one of the big movie box office hits right now is the movie 2012. It's one of those end-of-the-world flicks where the planet is on the verge of being destroyed. And I don't know what is supposedly going to do that this time around, but it doesn't really matter. People are always fascinated by the idea of some grand catastrophe overtaking the world and nearly or completely destroying it, whether by global warming or cooling or asteroids or comets or nuclear war or pollution or the sun blowing up. Perhaps people are fascinated by this idea because their conscience tells them that there really is. Peter tells us, because we have escaped in the world through lust. We have escaped sin. We have a Savior, Jesus Christ, who saved us from sin and purified us with his blood. Jesus has made us clean. We have escaped the corruption of the world through lust because we are justified by faith in his blood. And since that is so, the last thing we would want to do is abandon his wonderful promise. Go back to wallow in the corruption of the world. Live without hope. Live always afraid for our future. But Jesus and Peter, in our lesson today, warn you about this very thing. That after you have believed, after you have been cleansed from sin and escaped the corruption of the world, you might well go back to it and abandon Christ and salvation and heaven. And make no mistake, if there were no danger of this happening, then God would not warn you. The world is still full of temptation. You still have a flesh with many sinful desires. Therefore, don't get lazy and think that you can just kick back and live however you like. There is a great temptation which Satan brings to you when you're a Christian. He wants you to believe that since Jesus has redeemed you and forgiven all your sins, that sin doesn't matter anymore. And that goodness and virtue and self-control do not matter either. But this is a trap. He's tricking you. The devil knows that if you live like an unbeliever, you will become one. You will forget that you've been redeemed from death and cleansed from sin. When you live in the desires of the flesh, then you've left the faith. And all the good that God found in you by faith will not be remembered on the day of judgment. As the Lord says to Ezekiel, when a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, and his righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered. It will not be remembered because we are made righteous only by faith. By faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. Not the faith that we used to have, but that faith that we have right now, on this day. There is a direct connection between living in the flesh and forgetting about the righteousness of Jesus and his return in glory to judge the living and the dead. That is why Jesus follows his description of the end with a warning. But take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. The connection is so direct, it's startling. When you have your eyes fixed on Christ who has forgiven your sins, when you remember his word and promise, when you think on your inheritance in heaven, and all the signs which he foretold taking place around you, you will order your life in such a way that you will be ready for Christ when he comes. But when you forget about Christ and his promises of life and salvation, the signs will have another effect. They will breed fear, and with it a desire to preserve your life and your possessions, to enjoy them now while you have time before you die. Now, whether you live in Christ or in the flesh, the signs that the signs tell you that this world is going to pass away. The only question is, will you be found faithful on that day? Or will you have wandered into unbelief, and so that day will come upon you unexpectedly? If you pursue the sins of your flesh and do not think of Christ, nor practice your faith in virtue and love, who can say at what point your faith will fail entirely? The longer you will not hear the voice of Jesus and remember his promises and look for his coming, the longer that you will not confess your sins and no longer strive against whatever pet sins particularly tempt you, the more certain it is that your faith will be snuffed out. It is true, a weak faith may smolder a long time before it dies, but there is no faster way to quench that faith than to use its smoldering as an excuse to ignore the promises of Christ and the signs of his coming, and the cleansing from sin which he's accomplished in you just a little while longer, so that you can live according to the flesh. At such a time, you might as well be honest and say, all I have to do is hold out a little longer, live in my sins just a little bit more, and I will be done with Christ and the forgiveness of sins for good. This is no laughing matter, for faith does not die except by attrition. No one who is hearing the word of God and confessing his sins and trusting in Christ and striving against the flesh and looking for the coming of our final redemption ever loses his faith in a moment. God simply does not allow it to happen. He's promised, in fact, that it cannot happen. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." No, it is only when you no longer hear the voice of Jesus, or believe his word, when you no longer confess your sins, when you no longer strive against your flesh, when you seldom think on his promises and his coming, that you drift away until you fall entirely. It is for this reason that we are urged by God here in this lesson to make our call and election sure, and not to assume that just because we once believed that we will continue to do so no matter how we think or live. There is a serious problem when you boast in Christ but live without love, virtue, or self-control. You're really fooling yourself. You're falling into the devil's trap. For what it really means is that you are no longer looking to Christ. You're no longer waiting for his coming. You're not thinking of your redemption or confessing your sins or believing that he's redeemed you by his blood. This, then, is what it means to make your call and election sure. He describes it very well. To start with the fact that you have been cleansed. You have been made free from sin and justified by faith. You have been assured of eternal life. It is yours. Now upon this, build virtue and knowledge and self-control, perseverance and godliness, brotherly kindness and love. In short, it means to believe in Christ, not just in that moment in which you first believed, but all the time. It means to trust in him, not just at that moment, but every day, so that day by day you might live out your faith in love, showing compassion, controlling the impulses of your flesh, studying the scriptures so that you might increase in knowledge of salvation, persevering in the faith by which you've been set free from sin, and showing the work of God in your words and in your actions. Jesus said to his disciples, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another, and by this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Love is how people know that you are a disciple of Jesus. Jesus does not say that love makes you his disciple, but that is how men know that you are his disciple. To be his disciple is to believe on him. It means to have faith in his blood. We live in that faith when we love one another. That love always starts with faith. Just as Peter says in our text, "To your faith, add virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love." When you live in your faith in this way, you're putting Christ Jesus first and confessing your sins, believing his word of forgiveness, and loving one another because God loved you first. You have the promise that if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For even when you stumble, even when you yield to the flesh, you will turn back and say, "Lord Jesus, help me and forgive me and make me clean." And strive once more against the sinful desires by which the world is preparing itself for destruction. The promise of salvation in Jesus Christ is the most valuable possession that you have. It is the greatest gift which God has given to us. While the world runs about pursuing the desires of the flesh because they have no hope in the life to come, we look to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we note the signs of the times and remember the exceedingly great and precious promises which will be fulfilled at his coming. Even as you have escaped the corruption of this world, so continue to live in every good virtue and work. Show love to one another and to all men, so that Jesus Christ might not just be a byword, but but your whole life. Live in the promise which Christ has made certain, so that when the world and the devil call out to you to indulge in the desires of your flesh, you continue to look for the coming of your Lord Jesus Christ and be prepared to enter his everlasting kingdom by faith. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord God, the Father of all light and wisdom, who art righteous in all thy ways and true in all thy judgments, we give thanks unto thee for thy word, thy testimonies, thy laws and commandments, thy sure word of prophecy, and most especially for the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We confess with thanksgiving that thy truth is pure, enlightening the eyes, perfect, converting the soul, sure, making wise the simple, right, rejoicing the heart, true, guiding the lost, good, strengthening the weak, and light, leading us to Christ. We ask thy blessing on all who preach thy word, that all men may hear the joyful sound of the gospel. O God, fill us with all joy and peace in believing, that we may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Help us that we may serve thee with pure hearts, obey thee with willing minds, trust thee with perfect confidence, and love thee above all the world. Thy word and promise have confirmed in us the gift of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Therefore may we glorify and praise thee evermore. To this end, preserve us, that the devil, the world, and our flesh may not deceive us, nor lead us into error, unbelief, and sin. Teach us to watch and pray, that abiding faithful unto death we may be counted worthy to escape the judgment of this earth and to stand before Jesus Christ, the Son of righteousness, who shall arise upon us with healing in his wings. Keep us steadfast in the faith, that we may not fail to receive the inheritance which he has promised to all who believe on him. We pray for thy church, O God, that all divisions, scandals, and heresies may be put out of the way, that it may serve thee in truth, purity, and devotion. Give peace and stability to the nations of the earth. Put down all evil rulers and raise up those who will serve after thy good pleasure. Watch over our men who stand on foreign soil for the defense of this nation, that they might fight a good fight and serve thee in serving their country. We pray thy blessing upon our homes and families. May Christ rule in the hearts of parents and children. Give strength and comfort to the sick and sorrowing,
guidance to our youth, and joy and hope to the aged. Lead us to all to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who in his second advent will receive us and all who believe in him unto himself and unto thee, O Father and the Holy Spirit. In his holy name we pray. Amen.
We sing hymn number 64. Augustana Lutheran Church observes the practice of close communion, and therefore we ask all confirmed members of this congregation to join with us in the reception of the Lord's Supper at this time, and we ask all others to refrain. To this end, we continue with the liturgy on page 24. The Lord be with you.
And with my spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the Messiah, the very Lamb of God, and calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he cometh again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy, 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 thou of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for all your sins. May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ,
shed for you for the remission of all your sins. May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ,
given unto death for all your sins.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ,
given unto death for all your sins. May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting.
Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ,
shed for you for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ,
shed for you for the remission of all your sins.
May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace.
We sing the Nunc Dimittis.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
O God the Father, fount and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness didst send thine only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank thee that for his sake thou hast given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we beseech thee not to forsake thy children, but evermore to rule our hearts and minds by thy Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve thee through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
We sing hymn 54.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
Amen.